walking down Arthur Street, and here's Campbell's Cafe. What's your name?
Alana. I own Campbell's, and it's the oldest cafe in Belfast. Saturday was a bit quiet, but then picked up later on. Not as much as we hoped, but better than we thought it was going to be. Last year was a nightmare. We put a lot of our own money in to keep the place going.
Because there was a real fear that it would be deja vu, but it wasn't.
I'm glad it didn't kick off the way everyone was talking about it, and the traders were very nervous about it, really.
So a sense of relief today, really?
Yes, yeah. So let's hope, because Christmas is going to be good for us again. Let's hope.
Well, it's fantastic talking to you. I'm going to carry all my Christmas shopping from Campbell's Cafe. Bye-bye.
Great, thanks a lot.
Let's have a look in here. This is Gizmo's Gadget Shop. Lots of remote-controlled cars, toy cars, trains. This is the kind of shop that needs to be busy at Christmas. Let's see if someone can talk to me.
Yeah, my name's Shaw. Yeah, Shaw Armstrong.
Were you working Saturday?
Yes.
So obviously everyone was talking about what's going to happen this weekend. Will it be like last year? But was it?
We were pretty steady enough. We were pretty busy.
So you did your cashing up at the end of the day, and it was good. It was not down.
No, definitely not.
How important is this particular period, do you think, to a toy shop, to a shop like yours?
This would be our busiest period of the year.
So you guys having a good Christmas?
Yes, loving it.
What have we got here? Some kind of it's like some kind of craft shop, jumpers and things in the window. Let's go in here and take a look. I'm in the Wicker Man on High Street, surrounded by jams and wools and calendars, and a busy time for you, Lawrence.
It is. December is the highlight of the year.
Had you been a little bit worried in the lead up to this weekend?
Well, we were, because there was a lot of rumours going around, and I think those are the most detrimental to the business. As it turned out, the protest was peaceful.
For you, what matters is what goes into your till.
Saturday was quieter, but saying that, I think a lot of people might have been worried about coming into town on Saturday, and they came during the week, so we actually had a very strong week. In fact, we had a very strong month.
Well, have a fantastic Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Just walking back up towards the corner of the City Hall and turn left. SS Moore Sports Shop Limited.
John Moore of SS Moore's Sports Retailers.
So how did Saturday go, John?
Saturday passed off ups and downs during the daytime. We had a very busy morning. Middle of the day went flat, naturally, as the parade gathered momentum, and then it picked up again about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and overall figures we're down about a third on the same day last year. So economically it was not a good day for me.
What does that mean for you for the rest of the Christmas period?
Well, we're trying now to recoup that third down. We're having to revisit our staff detailing, and people don't, you know, think of these things.